Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grow the Pie, How Great Companies Deliver Both Purpose and Profit by Alex Edmonds is a business and management book that challenges the idea that companies must choose between doing good and making money. Drawing on corporate finance, empirical research, and practical examples, Edmonds argues that firms can create value for society and shareholders at the same time when they focus on enlarging the total value they produce rather than fighting over a fixed. The book is not a call for vague idealism or a rejection of profit. Instead, it presents a structured case for purpose as a business strategy grounded in long-term value creation. Edmonds uses the idea of pie growing to explain how investments in employees, customers, suppliers, communities, and the environment can strengthen competitiveness and improve financial outcomes. The result is a work that sits at the intersection of finance, ethics, and strategy, aimed at readers who want a serious, evidence-based view of responsible business. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book rejects zero-sum thinking and replaces it with a value creation model. A central idea in the book is the rejection of the pie-splitting mentality, the belief that whatever benefits one group must come at the expense of another. Edmonds argues that this view is too narrow because it treats company value as fixed when, in practice, business can enlarge the total value available to all stakeholders. The pie-growing mentality reframes the firm as an engine of value creation rather than a battlefield of competing claims. This matters because it changes the basic question managers ask. Instead of asking how to divide existing value more fairly, leaders are pushed to ask how the business can create more value through better products, better employment practices, stronger trust, and more efficient operations. The practical consequence is that purpose is not treated as an external moral add-on. It becomes part of the core logic of strategy. This framing also helps explain why the book does not present stakeholder orientation as charity. It argues that if a company genuinely serves society, profit can follow as a consequence of having created something useful and durable. Secondly, purpose in the book means actively creating good, not merely avoiding harm. Edmonds is careful to define purpose in a more demanding way than corporate rhetoric often does. In the book, purpose does not simply mean minimizing damage, improving public relations, or meeting a few social expectations. It means actively doing good by making products and services that improve lives, supporting employees in ways that raise capability and retention, and operating with attention to broader social and environmental effects. This distinction matters because many businesses claim responsibility while limiting themselves to compliance or symbolic gestures. The book argues that real purpose is embedded in what the company actually does, not in separate campaigns or slogans. That includes decisions about wages, working conditions, innovation, customer value, and environmental practices. By treating purpose as a source of operational strength, Edmonds shows that it can shape day-to-day decisions rather than sit beside them. This approach is more demanding but also more credible. It avoids the weakness of superficial corporate responsibility and instead links purpose to the economic processes that determine whether a company can sustain performance over. Thirdly, the evidence-based case connects stakeholder investment to long-term profitability. One of the book's distinguishing features is its insistence on evidence rather than ideology. Edmonds does not argue that purpose creates profit because it sounds morally satisfying. He builds his case from research, showing that companies which treat stakeholders well can outperform those that focus narrowly on shareholder extraction. The logic is that investments in employees, customers, and other stakeholders can raise productivity, loyalty, quality, and resilience. Better treatment of workers can reduce turnover and improve morale. Better treatment of customers can strengthen trust and repeat business. Attention to environmental and social risks can reduce future liabilities and reputational damage. The book therefore presents stakeholder investment as an economic mechanism, not a moral slogan. Importantly, this is not the same as claiming every socially oriented decision is automatically profitable. Instead, Edmonds argues that there is a disciplined business case for many forms of responsibility when they are linked to real value creation. That nuance gives the book credibility in a field where many works rely on broad claims without careful support. It also makes the argument more useful for executives and investors who need a framework for evaluating trade-offs rather than a list of inspirational principles. Fourthly, managers are asked to make trade-offs intelligently instead of treating purpose as symbolic. The book is practical in the way it handles decision-making. Edmonds does not pretend that every business choice will be simple or that purpose and profit always align automatically. Instead, he gives managers a framework for deciding which investments to support and which to reject. This makes the book especially relevant for executives who need to evaluate real constraints, such as budgets, shareholder pressure, and competing claims from different groups. A major point is that purpose should be built into business operations rather than delegated to a separate department with little influence on strategy. If purpose is real, it affects capital allocation, hiring, product design, supplier relationships, and long-term planning. The book also emphasizes that firms often fail not only through visible mistakes, but through omissions, such as refusing to innovate or neglecting opportunities to create more value. That insight shifts attention away from narrow debates about executive pay or isolated controversies and toward the deeper issue of whether a company is actively expanding its capacity to serve society. The result is a managerial philosophy that is demanding, strategic, and grounded in long-term thinking. Lastly, the book offers a broader critique of modern business debates about shareholders, ESG, and social trust. Grow the Pie also stands out because it intervenes in larger debates about the social legitimacy of business. Edmonds acknowledges that many people distrust corporations because profits and executive rewards have often risen while wages, trust, and social outcomes have lagged. But he argues that the answer is not to treat business as inherently harmful or to reduce every corporate issue to a moral condemnation of profit. Instead, the book asks how companies can recover trust by proving that they create real value for society. This makes it relevant to current discussions about ESG, shareholder activism, executive pay, and buybacks, although the book resists turning any of these into simple villains or heroes. Its contribution is to show that the key question is not whether a company should choose stakeholders over shareholders, but whether it is expanding total value in a way that is sustainable and verifiable. That wider framing is what differentiates the book from more superficial responsible business writing. It gives readers a way to evaluate corporate behavior without relying on slogans, and it offers a language for discussing business reform that is both critical and constructive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business leaders, investors, students of management, policymakers, and readers who want a serious account of how purpose can fit into profit-seeking firms. Its practical value lies in the way it translates a broad ethical question into a strategic framework for decision-making. Readers come away with a clearer way to judge whether a company is creating real value, whether its stakeholder claims are substantive, and how long-term performance can be strengthened by investments in employees, customers, and society. The book is also intellectually useful for anyone frustrated by the stale debate between shareholder primacy and corporate social responsibility. Rather than choosing one side, Edmonds argues that the best companies enlarge the total pie. That makes the book stand out from many business books that rely on moral appeals, slogans, or case studies without a rigorous underlying argument. Its blend of finance, evidence, and practical application gives it unusual credibility in the purpose and ESG category. For readers who want a framework that is both ethically serious and commercially grounded, it offers one of the clearest and most balanced contributions in the field. If you would like to support Alex Edmonds, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.